Hey, let's talk about Susan, Susan. Last name is Scaleria, Scalercio. Scalercio. Date of birth is 2/14/55. Susan is a 70-year-old woman with severe COPD. Patient states that she was in her usual state of health till 12/24 when she came down with COVID. She's had COPD for years. She ended up in the hospital on 12/25. Subsequently, 1/25. Subsequently, had was intubated. Went to rehab. Ever since then, everything has been falling apart. Period. She's lost tremendous amount of weight. She weighs 68 pounds now. She's O2 dependent. She's both on Trilogy and NEB treatments on a regular basis, period. New paragraph, in March of this year, she was diagnosed with severe anemia, required iron supplements and infusion, period. Patient subsequently ended up in the hospital again just a month ago with respiratory failure, ended up intubated. Since then, they found two masses in her lung, one on the right side, one on the left side. Patient just had a biopsy, but she's already made up her mind that she's never going to have chemotherapy because of her weakened state. The only reason they did the biopsy is to make sure there's no evidence of infection present, period. Patient is married, under social, O2 dependent, married 49 years, has two children, five grandkids, originally from Pittsburgh. She was a housewife and has done odd jobs in the past. Her other medical issues include COPD, multiple exacerbations, respiratory failure, pneumonia, intubation, lung infections, respiratory failure, as I said, hypoxemia, hypercapnia, hyponatremia, most recently lung mass, status post biopsy, gastroesophageal reflux, weighs 68 pounds, BMI less than 19, period. She lives with her husband, who she says is her rock, R-O-C-K, period. Medications at this time includes Midrodine, M-I-D-R-O-D-I-N-E, 2.5 milligram because of because of her blood pressure issues, period. Other medical issues includes tremors, essential urinary tract infections, recurrent, DJD, coronary artery disease surgery. She's had hysterectomy, breast biopsy, no cancer reported, family history is positive for coronary artery disease. Good morning. Hypertension, mom with cancer, diabetes, multiple siblings with stroke, leukemias. Patient has extensive history of tobacco abuse in the past. Used to drink alcohol, but doesn't drink alcohol anymore. Let's see, we talked about medical problems, surgery, social review of system consistent with O2 dependency, significant weight loss, decreased BMI, shortness of breath at all times, difficulty with ambulation, almost no appetite, severe protein calorie malnutrition, muscle wasting, decreased sleep, anxiety, air hunger, trace edema, lower extremities related to pulmonary hypertension. Under also surgery, put down tonsillectomy as well. Then, as far as her anemia is concerned, the patient is not anemic at this time. Her HNH has improved after a couple of iron infusion treatments. Then the cause of anemia was never found. Once again, she just had a biopsy done, and she's awaiting results on the lung biopsy. On exam, we find Susan to be a very thin, very weak, elderly woman, which appears much older than stated age. Under medication, put down Midrodine, M-I-D-R-O-D-I-N-E, as well as multiple inhalers, including Trilogy and inhalers, oxygen, and NEB treatments. And then put down blood pressure is 140 over 60, pulse is 99, O2 sat's 97% on 2.5 liters. Patient's heart, distant heart sounds, lungs, bronchi, rouse, shallow breath sounds, abdomen, scaphoid, neck shows positive, mild JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa's diminished, decreased skin turgor, noted neurological movement off for extremities, lower extremities, severe muscle wasting noted. Assessment, 70-year-old woman who appears much older than stated age with COPD, O2 dependency. She does wear a diaper. Her husband helps her with ADLs. She's becoming incontinent of bladder, at least hypoxia, hypercapnia, recent history of lung mass, status post-biopsy, results are pending. She's already signed her DNR. She wants to be kept comfortable. She has issues with air hunger. Pain is not an issue at this time. She would benefit from benzodiazepine at this time period. Patient's sleeping okay at this time, but the benzodiazepine would help her. Patient's care and findings were discussed with her husband, period. Patient is short of breath at all times. Patient is using her nebulizer around the clock and constantly on her oxygen, period. She also has issues with the nausea in the morning, which improves as the day goes on, period. Given her natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. By the way, her MAC left side is 15.5, and with most likely a KPS of 40% at this time. We'll await the results of the lung biopsy. Nevertheless, no treatments will be offered since patient has already declined any treatments. Patient also has a history of hypernatremia and multiple respiratory failures, pneumonias, and hospitalization, severe weakness and debility, causing her to end up in a rehab multiple times. Thank you.